National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 81. West winds up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 51. Lots of sun for Wednesday, highs near 69. And sunshine for Thursday with a high of 73. Showers and storms return Thursday night into Friday. It's 67 right now.
1, 2, 3, 4.
From downtown.
Move it!
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun. 98Q Country.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom.
After a years-long battle with the United States over the publishing of classified documents on his WikiLeaks sites, Julian Assange has reached a deal with the Justice Department. He will plead guilty to a single charge under the Espionage Act, then return home to Australia. Rain continues to pummel parts of the upper Midwest.
Officials warning families near Mankato, Minnesota, along the Blue Earth River to be ready to evacuate. Storms dumped nearly 18 inches of rain, engulfing neighborhoods, leaving structures barely hanging on. Flooding caused a rail bridge connecting Iowa and South Dakota to partially collapse. President Biden declaring a major disaster in Iowa, unlocking federal funds for cleanup and recovery efforts.
ABC's Lionel Moise, an urgent warning from the nation's top doctor, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, labeling gun violence as a public health crisis. New numbers show gun violence has recently emerged as the number one killer of children and adolescents across the country. This is ABC News. Thousands of protesters in Kenya upset over a controversial new law have stormed into Parliament in Nairobi. Lawmakers are fleeing and part of the building is on fire. The tens of millions of us expected to be driving over the 4th of July weekend won't have to spend quite as much on gas.
A year ago, heading into the 4th of July travel period, the price of regular unleaded was 13 cents higher than it is today. The Energy Department says on average, Americans are paying $3.44 a gallon. Prices have been steady for weeks as demand drive has been low and oil prices had been down. The cheapest gas right now is along the Gulf Coast at $3.02 a gallon. The most expensive is in California, where regular unleaded is at $4.56 a gallon. On average. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And Ford is recalling more than 500,000 trucks with a problem that could cause the trucks to suddenly downshift all the way to first gear. It's affecting 2014 F-150 pickups. Owners will be notified starting next month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for the Wisconsin Justice Department don't want people with disabilities to vote electronically from home this fall. There was a hearing in a lawsuit yesterday. The attorney general's lawyers tell the judge it would be confusing and risky. Voters with disabilities say they have a right to a secret ballot. The judge says he'll rule in a few days. Debt collection on student loans in default resume in September. Advocates want the U.S. Department of Education to expand outreach efforts to borrowers who've fallen behind.
The Department of Ed is just missing a whole chunk of people. And so we really heard from a variety of outreach experts that you need to reach people through multiple mediums. So we'd love to see more texting and creative ideas like push notifications, things like that, reaching borrowers where they actually are on their phones.
Tia Caldwell is with the group New America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, June 22nd, the Park Center in Hayward had their third annual screening of a movie called Bloodhook. Bloodhook is a 1987 horror movie filmed in Hayward set during Muskie Fest. We spoke with director Jim Mallon and producer David Herbert on what inspired them to set the movie in Hayward and just how it feels to be back on the screen again.
David's family had a cabin up here for the high school years that we both attended the same high school in Rochester. So he was kind enough to invite me up into the North Woods, and we actually shot a Super 8 movie about tension between the locals and the vacationers many years ago, and that kind of set the stage for more developed scripts and larger production later on. It's kind of wild to have it back on the screen after all these years. How many years has it been?
39. Well, since the first screening was 38 years ago, we shot it 39 years ago. This is the third year it's been screened here at the Park Theater.
Bloodhook was aired to a sold-out theater, including many return fans. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the defending World Series champs, the Texas Rangers, reload again tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers with a 6-3 win. Right-hander Freddy Peralta striking out six, allowing two runs in five innings, but he thanked Reese Hoskins for his grand slam in the sixth.
You know, Reese, he was a little struggling. You know, everything sometimes for a reason. Look now, he was the man for the game. He just hit a homer with the bases loaded. That's perfect.
Hockey, the Florida Panthers with a 2-1 victory over the Oilers to win their first Stanley Cup.
It is about the result, obviously. So that's where the mind goes. How do I get them back to that place that they can play with enough freedom so we have structure and we have discipline and all that? But what we needed to and what we were different about tonight is that we played with some freedom. We didn't play the game not to make the mistakes and certainly not to lose, but we tried to win the game.
That's the Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on ESPN after the win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 81, west winds up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 51. Lots of sun for Wednesday, highs near 69, and sunshine for Thursday with a high of 73. Showers and storms return Thursday night into Friday.
It's 67 right now.
Songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up. 98 Q Country.
Usually so near.
Country.
Brother, you know. listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Get his name. Now there's only one thing left for me to do. Slip
feeling like I should call you up, maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me.
Q Country. Well, one thing is for sure, with all this rain we got and the some trees falling down and a few roofs and buildings taking damage, one thing we know for sure is the wind gust of 60 plus miles an hour did not blow the mosquitoes out of the area. I was hoping that maybe it would blow it over to Michigan and give those people a little summer. I was outside just for like 5 seconds and they're out there. Ooh. They love that water. I saw one mosquito had a life jacket on, so that's how big it was. And with my eyesight, it's amazing I could see that. That's how big it was. Let's get into Bader Sports Center. Let's enjoy some fishing, and you can always get the mosquito net to put on there, too. They got all the camping stuff you need to make your stay in the North Woods a pleasant one, and they'll help you stay dry if you need to. You know, all the stuff there at Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips. They are located right next to the grocery store, right next to Pick and Save. So due to the severe weather last night, Highway 111 is going to be closed to through traffic. Now, they do have a detour going around it, but just avoid it today because there's some washed out, impassable areas of Highway 111 due to the heavy rain and other issues. So avoid 111 today. Let them do their work down there. Everybody will be happy for it. Burgers Bar and Grill closed in Phillips. They had their roof. Mother Nature decided that Burgers didn't need a roof. They blew it right off there. So they're dealing with that today. Lots of damage. Lots of people buzzing up that chainsaw and making it, cleaning things up today. So good luck. Be careful out there. Watch out for those power lines. Watch out for those power lines. Be very careful as you are driving anywhere today, especially and the back roads. You know, once everybody gets moving on the main roads, those are usually pretty good, but the back roads, yeah, you got to be very, very careful of washouts and trees down and stuff like that. Well, the Park Falls Knights of Columbus is going to have a food stand at the Music in the Park tomorrow night. They'll be having that down by the Blue Line Club. So come listen to some music, support your Park Falls Knights of Columbus, as it'll be one of the food vendors down there. If you haven't done so already, I've mentioned this a few times, but not a lot, I encourage you to go to our civicmedia.us website and check out. There's some great programming, and it's all, it has to do with Wisconsin. And there's a lot of great shows. If you enjoy talk shows about Wisconsin issues, some of it politics, some of it not, there's a great show on weeknight called Busted Pencils that talks about education, our public education system, and specifically about the state of Wisconsin. And there's some great shows, the Earl Ingram Show, the Pete Schwabe Show, Pat Kreitlow Up North, and some of it deals with national issues that affect you here in Wisconsin, but a lot of it deals with directly things in the state of Wisconsin, and there's more coming, especially to the northern part soon. So check it out if you got a moment. civicmedia.us. You can put that Civic Media app on your phone, and you can listen to the Civic Media talk side of it if you like all day long. Maggie Dawn does a real nice show. If you're into politics, she does a real nice show talking Wisconsin politics and stuff. A lot of good stuff on there, and a lot of good music too. If you go to the Civic, I hesitate to send you away from 98Q, but I'm going to tell you something right now. You can go to the Civic Media app, and there's a station out of, I think it's out of Green Bay, WRJN, that plays oldies. And I'm not talking, when I say oldies, I'm not talking 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. Get those oldies and get them out of here. That's not oldies, all right? Songs from 1985, still not an oldie in my book. I'm talking about 50s and 60s, if you like that stuff. And what's pretty cool is you can listen to the music and still have Wisconsin stuff on there. You know, it won't be immediate around our area, but it'll be Green Bay, Milwaukee area, stuff like that. WRJN on the Civic Media app. If you like the 50s and 60s and want to kind of have a Wisconsin feel to it, listen to that on the Civic Media app, and then please come back here some point. Be nice.
Get ready for family fun at the Ken and Georgetown Volunteer Fire Department Truck and Tractor Pull on June 28th and 29th. Thanks to our sponsors, Smart Construction, Harry Yoder, Vita Plus Corp, Complete Rain Gutter, and John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. Plus, Team Wild Drilling from Ogama. Don't miss out on our modified Super Stock and Pro Stock pulling action. Join us in Kenan, Wisconsin for Unforgettable Weekend.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Hello, I'm Courtney, the new executive director of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to invite you to the first Business After Hours event on Thursday, June 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the new chamber office located in the Park Falls Professional Building at 154 4th Avenue North, right across from the Park Falls Public Library. Come enjoy some snacks, meet our board, and see what the chamber has to offer. Full details can be found at parkfalls.com events page or by calling 715-762-2703.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100.
Fabrice. Fabric Talk.
Hey, it's me, your couch. Today's my favorite day of the week, Fabrice Fabric Spray Day. The occasional deep cleans are nice, but in between, you know I'm needing a refresh. Ooh, here she comes with the Fabrice Fabric Spray. Oh, yeah, spritz them armrests. Don't be shy. Nothing like a good spray down to get me smelling so fresh and clean. Don't forget my back. Nice. Fabrice Fabric Spray. It's just that easy. Now we can both breathe.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
We're back. Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party, country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Streak, yeah, the grass never gets too grown underneath my feet. City lights, southern stars, no such thing has gone too far. I'm running wide open. I was born with my feet in motion.
98QCountry.com.
At 98Q Country. Ever have one of those days where you grab a pen and you're doing what you're doing, whether you're working or at home, and then it quits, you know, the ink quits. And so you give it the old, you give it the old scratch back and forth, and then it comes back to life. Okay, you're good. And then like 5 minutes later, you're doing something, you grab the same pen, it does it again. So you're just like, okay, quick decision in my brain. Am I throwing this away or am I giving it another chance? So then you give it the old, you give it that. And then, you scrape it again. And then you write again and it's fine. And then you lay it down and then you forget which one it was because there's two pens on your desk. And then like 2 days later, you grab the pen and it does it again. And how many times does that have to happen before you're done? If it's one of those... If it's one of those pens where you can see the ink, some of them are see-through, and you can kind of look in there and say, well, it looks like there's a lot of ink in there. You'll give it more. But sometimes you look in there and you're like, that doesn't look good. And you just chuck it. You might be chucking a good pen. It might just have been a bubble. And I don't get that, all the technology we have in the world. And still, we can't figure out how to get that bubble out of some of those ink pens. And why is it... I'm thinking there should never, ever be a pen that if you tilt it upside down for more than like 15 seconds, that the ink stops. I think we should be beyond that technology-wise. Charge me a nickel more for the pen so that doesn't happen. All right? So I was going... we're hitting the hard-hitting stuff here this morning. I was going through some interesting things to inform you about and make you more knowledgeable about today. And I came across this about things that you should know about the grocery store. In fact, the produce aisle. The produce aisle, we become numb to this, but if you go into your grocery store, beautiful, beautiful produce departments. You know, misty water coming down in the produce. It's like a rainforest in there. You know, it's just wonderful. You feel just you walk into a produce department and you're just like, oh, this is, look at the limes, look at the lemons, look at the grapes. Then you look at the prices and you're like, oh, look at it. But it is. They're absolutely beautiful, the produce departments. And they are, produce departments are strategically placed, by the way, in stores. They want, there's a reason why you walk into a store and they want to wow you with that right away. They're like, it's like, it's like when someone walks into your house, the entryway. Usually the entryway, even if the bedroom is just packed with stuff and just looks like, you know, a storm just came through and hit it, you know, that entryway, you want that to look nice. You know, the shoes are lined up nice, the coat's hanging on the wall. Well, that's the produce department at a grocery store. They put that there, strategically placed. Now you're like, oh, this is nice. If you ever go into a produce department at a grocery store and you see the word local produce, sometimes the stores will put that. Now, some of that might be local, but the definition of local and how stores are allowed to put local produce in that is very liberal. In fact, 500 miles liberal. So someone could have grown a tomato in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and it's sitting in your grocery store, and they could put local on there, and that's legal. So that's interesting. Cooking demonstrations. Are you old enough? I don't want to judge you, but are you old enough to know, remember cooking demonstrations in the produce aisle? I remember that. I remember going that. I'm not talking samples. I'm not talking somebody standing there and giving you, you know, a free piece of watermelon or a slice of pizza. Oh, that's wonderful, though, when they have pizza, isn't it? You want more. But they used to do cooking demonstrations. They would stand there and they would, it'd be like when you go to the fair and people are cooking stuff and trying to sell you their pots and pans for $4,000. So cooking demonstrations, salad bars. Some of the big grocery stores still have salad bars. Pineapple corers, that helped to popularize the produce section at your store. Flowers are often placed in the produce aisle for a specific reason. And I'll just say, I'm not even going to have to read what it is. It's to make the produce look better, right? Yeah, it's about the perception of freshness. And that's exactly what it is. I didn't even have to read it, but I saw that line in there. The freshest produce is typically at the back of the display, by the way. Have you ever done that? Are you one of those where you reach to the back? Because typically when people, you know, when they're stocking the store, they're going to put the oldest stuff in front. Do you ever reach to the back to get the cucumber? May or may not be the freshest. They say it will be. Bananas. Bananas, yellow. But they're not just, there's a certain type of yellow that bananas are, and they mess with them a little bit most of the time. Misting the produce. We talked about this a few months ago. It's just that's really doesn't do much for the produce itself. It's just a concept. It's a visual thing. Gives you that feeling of freshness. If you have a cucumber that's being misted, it's still the same cucumber. Brussels sprouts, broccoli, kale. They're not original foods. They're all subspecies of the same plant. So if you're eating broccoli, technically you're eating kale. Hate to tell you that. But some popular nuts are not actually nuts either. They're hybrids. They like to put those nuts right next to the produce section too, don't they? So there's always a way. My son is a marketing major at college, and he learns a lot about this. We'll walk into a large retail store, and he'll scan the front of the store to see how it's marketed, how things are laid out. It's not just by happenstance that these grocery stores and large stores happen. There's a rhyme and a reason that they put stuff where they are. There's a reason that Snicker bar is sitting right there as you're standing and waiting to check out. Yeah.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Highway 111 closed. There is a detour, but just avoid that, okay? Just avoid Highway 111 today as there's washouts due to the flooding from overnight and heavy rain.
The sun.
Evans Country Classic and Born to Fly. All right, severe weather updates at 98Q are brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent in Park Falls. Again, due to some washouts, Highway 111 between Highway 13 and 8 south of Phillips is, there's a detour, all right, but avoid it. Just avoid that. They got a lot of work to do on that road. So if you can avoid 111, it would help them out a lot. If you live right there, of course, they'll detour you around there and get to where you need to be. So that's closed today. It appears as kind of that Phillips area, Phillips South, maybe east, west, out on Old 13 Road, Phillips. Lots of downed trees, people cleaning stuff up. Up here in the Park Falls area, I haven't heard a whole lot. I'm sure there's some downed trees in some areas, but appears to be in that Phillips area and kind of south of there that got the brunt of it. I'm sure we'll learn more, as a lot of the people who are affected by it are cleaning up. They're not on Facebook saying, hey, look at me, cleaning up my tree. They're just cleaning up the tree. That's what they're doing. So be careful out there today. If you're traveling out and about, even if you're in your backyard, take a look up. There's a lot of branches that move around up there. My wife calls them widow makers, those big branches. It's kind of brutal, I know. But those big branches that kind of linger up in your tree. And, you know, you get a 10 to 20 mile an hour wind like today, and you never know, they might come down. So, you know, it's a good time to do the walk around. You know, do the walk around your property and just check things out and make sure everything's okay. Be sure to have something waterproof on your feet. Because it is wet out there. A little more rain is possible today, but generally over the next 5 days or so, we're going to see some drier weather. If you like warm weather, get out there today, because we won't see 80 again for a while. It's going to be 80 today, but then we'll struggle to get to 70 starting tomorrow and running right through the weekend. We've got John St. John in from 10 to 2. Gray will be in from Brewer until Reese Hoskins time, or Brewer time, tonight. How about that Grand Slam last night? That was pretty cool. He'd been struggling, and that was fun to see him and the team share that moment last night. 7:10 first pitch, Brewers and the Rangers. We'll have it for you right here. Busy reality radio tomorrow. Lots of good local stuff. We'll talk to you then.
I've always wanted 3 kids. I came from a family of 3 kids, and I started picturing having 3 car seats in the back of my truck.
That's Megan, Wisconsin native, working mom of 2, and lifelong conservative. Megan never thought she would get an abortion until a diagnosis late in her pregnancy changed everything.
Doctors told us our baby had no chance to survive, and because of Wisconsin's abortion ban, I would be forced to carry my baby for months, knowing he would die. It felt like a bad dream. It felt like a bad dream.
To get the care she needed, Megan had to leave the state. And now if senators in Washington pass a national abortion ban, families like Megan's will have nowhere to turn.
These decisions should be made privately amongst women and their families. And government should have no say in that. No senator in Washington should support a national abortion ban.
Paid for by Free and Just. Visit freeandjust.us to learn more.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hey, folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this. Perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib. Loaded horseradish potatoes and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisps.